is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my friends, welcome to it. It is Free for All Friday. And both of my parents, my father went to Hillsdale College for a period of time before transferring to Michigan State University. My mother went to Michigan State, where she graduated with both a bachelor's and a master's degree. My father got his degree from MSU as well. My brother went off to the University of Michigan. I ran away from home, went to Montana State. My other brother went to some private colleges outside of Chicago, Wheaton being the most notable. The point being is that I have a... a split household, I guess, which I think a lot of people do. So when it comes time for the game in Michigan, you know, people pick sides. That's all. And much to my mother's confusion, and even after I heard Levi Jackson run wild in 1973 on the radio, this radio station, by the way, and my mother go bananas, and I was about, I was a kid, I'm 7, 8 years old, my mother's going bananas. When Michigan State beat Ohio State, the Ohio State, and Woody Hayes, my mother's going, I'm like, what is all the excitement about? But man, is it cool, because look at how fired up she is. And I'm just like, wow, Mom, are you all right? Whatever you're having, I have some of that. Anyhow, so tomorrow's a big game, of course. Jim Harbaugh will be coming into Spartan Stadium as a coach for the first time. Coach D trying to heal a hurting Spartan program. And I'm going to go there myself and see what happens and take my daughter along for her first big Michigan State game. Hopefully the weather doesn't look too bad. Looks like we'll be all right. All right, Impala, it's Free for All Friday, by the way. If you want to call, give me any game predictions, that's fine. You can't talk politics all the time. Sometimes you have to talk football, and sometimes you have to go fish. That's the way the world is. Whatever your diversion, sometimes you have to unplug and recharge. Your mind, that is, and your soul. You can't, when you talk about draining the swamp, like Donald Trump does, you also have to kind of step away from that, because if you're around the swamp too much, at some point you start to smell like it. So you do need to step away from time to time, do something healthy, go for a bike ride, go see a movie, date night, whatever it may be to help you along, but do those things so you don't get totally, my God, you'll get depressed if this is all you look at all the time. Trust me, I'll tell you, I've been a bit agitated lately. I get wound up over this stuff. I take this stuff very seriously. And you should. It's your country. It's your future. It's your kids. It's your grandkids. You should take these things seriously, but you should also take a breath once in a while. I was able to do that yesterday a little bit as we celebrated Teddy Roosevelt's birthday, the 27th of October. Let's see here. I think I'm going to start with this one. This hour, Erica Garner, the daughter of Eric Garner, who died in police custody, ripped the Hillary Clinton campaign in a series of tweets yesterday after new campaign emails released by WikiLeaks showed how Hillary Clinton's staff discussed the death of her father and how to use it politically. I am troubled by the revelation that you and this campaign actually discussed using Eric Garner, using, in quotation marks, by the way, why would you want to use my dad? Garner tweeted out, along with a link to emails released by WikiLeaks, these people will co-opt anything to push their agenda. Police violence is not the same as gun violence, wrote Erica Garner. I'm very interested to know exactly what Corey meant when he said, I know we have an Erica Garner problem in the Podesta email 19. I wonder what that Erica Garner problem is, she said. Erica Garner spoke out a few times. Now, her father, they call it the chokehold death, but really he died of a heart attack. You might recall he was a big man. And the stress of it all, he died of a heart attack. But that being what it is, it gained national attention and headlines for police brutality because he was jammed up over selling illegal cigarettes. And let's be honest, does anybody need to die over selling illegal cigarettes? And the answer quite simply is no. Did the police intend to kill the man? I don't believe so, obviously. But it got rough and tumbly and things got ugly. And then Eric Garner had a massive coronary event and he died, but he was held in a chokehold for a long time as well. According to the New York Daily News, this is one of the WikiLeaks emails from John Podesta's email file. I know we have Erica Garner issues, but we don't want to mention Eric at all, ? I can see her coming after us for leaving him out of the piece. That was written by Nick Merrill in a March 17th email to Podesta. Maya Harris, another Clinton aide, replied, Eric Garner not included because not killed by gun violence. I'm glad that you had Maya on your team to explain to you why you won't be using my dad in your effing gun violence piece. Black woman saved your blank, Garner added. Eric Garner was, of course, an African-American man. His daughter, Erica, a black woman, very angry with the Clinton campaign. Will they stop at nothing? Do they have no shame? Will they use anything to win? The answer, of course, is yes. Tim Kaine has canceled events today in Florida, and nobody cares. I'm serious about that. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine canceled a campaign rally in Sarasota today and a couple other places. Canceled without explanation. Maybe this is the explanation. The last rally that Tim Kaine held, about 30 people showed up. This big event, there's nobody there. Tim Kaine has, all the appeal of wet paint. I'm serious. And, you know, he was widely panned as a selection. And the reason he was picked by Hillary Clinton is he would not distract from her, clearly. Let's find the most boring, useless running mate we can find. Hey, I think Tim Kaine's available from Virginia. Yeah, let's pick him. You know, he was selected a year in advance. Why? They couldn't find anybody more boring. Like I was telling a friend of mine when I went to the last football game, he gave me tickets, said they were great seats. Well, I ended up in row 32 in the upper deck. So I sent him a note. I said, you know why I'm not in row, you know why I am in row 32? He says, why? I said, because there's not a row 33. And that's the kind of the same thing with Tim Kaine. They got Tim Kaine because there's nobody less exciting or more boring anyhow. He also got his clock cleaned by Governor Mike Pence. By the way, did you see that Mike Pence's plane slid off the end of a runway in New York yesterday, last evening, when it landed? Apparently, it was a hard landing. Apparently, he's been having trouble with his plane for the last few weeks. Hard landings, really exciting. Well, anyhow, they slid off the runway last night. Nobody hurt. But I bet it was a very exciting few moments there for the folks on that plane. Good Lord. All right. More WikiLeaks coming out. It's 14 after on a free-for-all Friday. I'll be right back.